Good evening, everybody. It is Monday, the 28th of May, 2012. Happy birthday, Mum. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm in the car on the way home after a day at work. I'm running a bit late, actually. It's 10 to 7, and I would normally aim to be home by now. But I had a few things I had to finish off at work because today is my last day in the office for over a week. Woohoo! Yes, I'm off for the rest of the week, and of course we've got the double bank holiday next week, so I'm not back at work until Wednesday next week, which is over a week. Yay! I'm off for various reasons. I'm off tomorrow because my dear husband, John, is going for a little operation, which we're referring to as his spa day, in air quotes. If you want to know more about that, check out my blog at geekmummy.com. We're not using the V word, but yeah, he's going for a little operation. So I'm staying at home because the kids will be at home because it's normally daddy day on a Tuesday, so I'm going to be around to help look after the kids, and I'm also going to drive him down to the doctor's and back home again afterwards. Wednesday I'm off work because it's David's birthday. Goodness me, my little boy's going to be two. Oh, wow, where's the time gone? And Thursday I'm off work anyway because this is one of my short weeks. Actually, Thursday we're going to head out and see if we can catch the Olympic torch as it goes through one of the nearby towns. And I'm going to keep Catherine off nursery to take her to see that, because I think she's old enough. I think David's probably too little, and it'll be better for him to be at nursery doing his normal routine. But Catherine will keep out of nursery and take her to see the Olympic torch. So that's going to be hopefully something a bit special. And then the weekend is filled with various Jubilee plans happening. And I'm also taking Catherine to the ballet. Going to see the English National Ballet's My First Sleeping Beauty, which is a special adaptation of Sleeping Beauty directly and firmly aimed at preschoolers and younger children, with apparently lots of encouragement to join in, and they're all encouraged to dress up, and I'm really looking forward to that. So it's going to be a girls' trip, just me and her, so that's going to be really fun. So I had to stay a little bit later at work today just to close off a few things with not being in the office for a little while. But I'm very happy. I managed to get everything done that I needed to do today, so I can have a few days off without anything kind of weighing on my mind, and hopefully without having to run the laptop up and keep an eye on things. I've got people covering stuff while I'm off, and I've kind of given off everything that needs to be done, and I'm feeling pretty positive at the moment. I must say this weather helps significantly, doesn't it? Isn't it nice when it's sunny and warm? And we had rain forecast for today, but I don't think we've actually had any. I don't know about that. But so I'm in a good mood. Although I had a bit of a nasty shock this morning. I was driving to work as I normally do, and this pigeon appeared from absolutely nowhere, clogged straight into my bonnet. Silly animal. I didn't actually see what happened to the pigeon, but judging by the huge cloud of feathers that I could see in my rearview mirror as I drove off, I don't think it was a particularly good outcome for the pigeon. It was a bit of a surprise. It was such a loud bump that when I got to work, I had to go and check the front of my car and make sure I didn't have any dents. And I don't. There's just a large mark where the pigeon obviously made contact. So again, don't think it came out very well in that argument. But I mean, it must have come out of the hedge or something. It just came straight out of the side of me. No chance to avoid it, poor thing. So yeah, feeling a bit shocked about that. But then I got to work to discover one of my colleagues had been rear-ended on the motorway, so she's okay, thankfully, but her car's a bit of a mess. So I said to my boss, I said, oh, that makes my pigeon incident look really, really inferior, doesn't it? So I don't think there's any other real news. I'm running out of time anyway, so I will sign off there, and booze may be sporadic with being off work, but I'll talk to you again soon.